You know, just an update, Brandon Ross wasn't able to go today, and Lamar Houston wasn't able to finish practice. Guys, we anticipate hopefully getting back out here pretty soon. Jacoby Ford, Lucas Nix, and Stacy McGee, I'm hoping that they'll be out here real soon. The other guys, you know, obviously we're still working on trying to get them rehabbed and trying to get them back out here as soon as possible. As far as practice went today, I was real pleased with the way that the guys responded after the day off. You know, a lot of times you come in after a day off, it's a little bit sloppy, a little bit lackadaisical, but I thought really both sides of the ball, I thought practiced at the right tempo and practiced the right way. So we still got a lot of things we got to get cleaned up, but I was pleased with the way they practiced today. You know, I thought the receivers did some nice things. I thought Denarius Moore made a great play down the boundary. You know, those are the type of plays that we expect out of him. I think he's responding to the challenge. You know, I think the tight ends are responding to the challenge. Michael Rivera is a guy that's really stepped up and made some plays. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Coach, you talked about the running game a little bit the other day. What are you seeing there, and can you go into a little bit of detail?
Well, I mean, I think we're executing in the running game. I think we're understanding that we've got to be a physical football team. I think our offensive line's responded to that. I think our backs have responded to that. So I'm pleased with where we're at on the running game right now, but we still got a lot of work we got to get done.
What impact has Coach Sparano had so far?
Yeah, well, I think both Tony and Greg, just from a mindset of the type of team that we want to be, I think both those guys were great additions to our staff. I think both of them are going to help us be a better running football team.
How has Tywan Jones done in his transformation?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll say this. It's a tough transition. You know, he's been playing running back, and to all of a sudden we put him on the other side of the ball and work him at corner. You know, I think he's done a nice job with the transition. He's still behind as far as that transition is concerned. But the other thing I think you got to understand about Tywan is he's probably one of the better special teams players in the league. And so I think that's going to always come down and be a factor. You know, when we start looking at the roster, you know, I think special teams will play a big factor in that for him.
With the problems with injuries and such and depth at the linebacker position, how has a guy like Kevin Burnett stepped up and filled that role?
Well, Kevin's done a nice job. I think, you know, we anticipated Kevin doing the things that he's able to do. I think he's an athletic linebacker. I think he fills a leadership role for us on defense. And we expect big things out of Kevin. We expect him to make football plays for us, both in the run game and in the pass game.
Coach, how integral are the tight ends going to be for your offense? And do you see them more as a blocker or a receiver?
Well, I think the more versatile they can be, the better off we're going to be. I mean, I think, you know, the tight end position is one of those where you're part offensive lineman and you're part wide receiver. So their ability to be versatile for us, when we need to run the ball and when we need them in pass protection, they got to be able to step up and do their job. And then when we get a chance to throw the ball to them down the field, they got to go make plays for us.
Coach, injuries in general at this point, part of training camp or is it a concern of yours?
It's part of training camp. I mean, obviously anytime you have injuries, there's a concern, you know, because this is the time that you develop your football team. And so we need these guys out here and we need them to get rehabbed and get back out here as soon as possible.
Before camp, you know, you mentioned that it was Matt Flynn's job to lose from the quarterback position with you and Reggie. Said that. Do you feel it's still like that, or is Matt maybe separating himself, winning the job? Or
well, I think all those guys are out competing, and they're going to continue to compete throughout training camp and into the preseason. And at some point, you know, it's going to become obvious who that guy is. I've been very pleased with Matt Flynn, and I've been pleased with the work of some of the young guys.
Is there a point in the preseason where you want to have a number one guy in place?
Well, I'm not going to set a deadline as to when that's going to be. I mean, I think, you know, we'll have a quarterback ready to go, I promise you, by the time we get ready to open up the season.
Any of the earlier injuries like Sims and Watson potentially serious? Or?
No. Well, I mean, you know, when you say serious, I mean, nothing's going to you know, nothing's going to keep them out for a long period of time. They're dealing with nagging little injuries. I'm hopeful that we're going to get both of them back here pretty soon. But nothing season-threatening or anything like that.
for a guy like Watson, it must be a big setback for him, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime you're a rookie and you're not able to get out here and compete and learn, and especially a guy like him that's, you know, hadn't played a lot of football, he needs all the reps he can get. And so now, with all that being said, the guy's working extremely hard to get back out here. Injuries are part of the game. There's nothing we can do about it other than try to do everything we can to get him rehabbed as fast as possible.
Coach, you expect Nick's to come back pretty soon. You expect when he does come back, he'll go right back into the first team role.
Well, I think we'll look at it whenever he's ready to go. I mean, there's still going to be a battle there, and so you know I'm not concerned with, you know, one day somebody's taking the number one reps, and the next day it might be somebody else. We're going to continue to rotate those guys through until, you know, it really defines itself.
Since he's gone down and Bergstrom's been the guy at left guard through primarily because they were going back and forth, how has Bergstrom responded?
Well, I think Tony's responded. I mean, I think, you know, he's answered the bell and he understands the challenge that's been set before him. And, you know, we'll continue to work and see where it's at. I don't think anybody has clearly defined themselves for that position yet. And we're going to let it play out till it does.
That being the case, knowing it's still early and you just signed Gerard, do you envision at all a scenario where Wiz starts anywhere else for you, barring injury, other than center?
No, I think he's done a nice job at the center position, and you know, everything at this point, you know, all we're working on is Wiz is our starting center, and he's done a nice job there.
Coach, what does it mean to have Charles Woodson back in silver and black?
Well, I think having a guy of his caliber as a football player, it brings a swagger to everybody on the team. And so I think that's the biggest thing that we're looking for. You know, Charles is gonna make plays for us, and that's what we anticipate him doing. And then we also hope that he fills the leadership role, and he's done a nice job of that.
As we close in toward the first preseason game, will the next week have any semblance to a regular season lead up in terms of that schedule and how you?
No, not really. Not really. We'll probably wait till the third week of the preseason. We'll get more into an in-season type of schedule. But we still got a lot of training camp to go. There's still not any light at the end of the tunnel. We got to keep working.
Jenkins and Porter were guys that they weren't incredibly sought after on the free agent market, but seemed to really fill the need here. Is there any position on your team that's been upgraded more than the quarterback?
Well, I think the secondary in general is vastly improved. You know, I think when you add a guy like Charles Woodson, you add two veteran corners and Mike Jenkins, who's been to a Pro Bowl, Tracy Porter, who's won a world championship. I mean, these guys understand how to play the game. And you know, they're excited about getting another opportunity to prove themselves. You know, they're trying to answer the bell and respond to the challenge. And so far, they've done a nice job.
Coach, you mentioned Michael Rivera. Who's really impressed you at that tight end position?
Well, I mean, I think Michael Rivera is one guy that, you know, as a rookie that's come in and really done a nice job. He has great feel in the passing game. And one of the question marks of him coming in is how well is he going to do as a blocker? And he's really responded and done a nice job as far as that's concerned. You know, David Osbury is another guy that I've been impressed with the way that he's really improved. He's got a better understanding of what we're trying to ask him to do. And, you know, we're going to continue to put the pressure on him and stress him to see who, you know, at the end of the day, who stands up and responds and answers the bell and wins the battle.
How will you gauge when DJ Hayden gets the red jersey off?
Well, it's going to be a doctor's decision. I mean, when the doctor's clearing for full contact, then I anticipate we'll be ready to go. He's itching and ready to get into contact, and so really at the end of the day, we're waiting on the doctors to give him full clearance.
How difficult is it to evaluate the return game and your coverage teams in training camp practices, and what are your expectations there?
Well, I mean, you know, right now we're working a lot of fundamentals, not as much, you know, scheme. We're working a lot more on the fundamentals, and that's what you do in training camp. And then we'll get a good evaluation of what we're doing in the return game and special teams in general when we get into the preseason games.
I know it's early, Coach, but big picture, looking from last year to this year, what does this team feel like from your standpoint as head coach?
Well, I said it before, I like this team. I like their mindset. I like their mentality, the way they go about their business. We're going to be a tough physical football team, and we're going to be a mentally tough team. And that's the challenge that I've put forth to this team, and they've responded.
Does that mean mistake-free, too? Is that critical in your mind?
Well, I think that's critical in any year to play mistake-free. I mean, we got to be realistic. Mistakes happen. You know, that's the game of football. But the team that makes the least amount of errors is usually the team that wins the game.
Thank you.